Today I'm going to summarize the last interview between Dana White and Lex Fridman. It's interesting because on podcasts you can find all the knowledge that you are looking for. It's like the new version of books. Long time ago, if you wanted to receive, to absorb the knowledge, the wisdom from other people, you will go to a book and try to read the full book. Now it's easier. You just play your cell phone, your headphone, you put your headphones on, and you can listen the full podcast. So today we are going to receive the wisdom directly from Dana White. Interesting enough, it starts with he talking about how he used to follow boxing matches, peleas de boxeo. And one thing that he hated about them was the narrators, the anchors, los comentaristas. He really hated how the narrators used to sometimes interrupt or talk shit about the fighters instead of focus in the fight. So he thought, if I start an endeavor or a business about fight, I will make sure that the narrators are the right ones. And it's something that I wanted to rescue here, is sometimes we buy things or we consume things from a business and we don't like one feature. We're like, oh, this is fucked up. But instead of hating that thing, we should check that like an opportunity. Especially if it's something that you really enjoy doing or consuming, you can also become a producer just by fixing that feature that for you is fucked up. Let's go to the next one, that is how the Fertitas brothers helped him to buy the UFC, because he didn't found the UFC, no la fundó, he bought it. But I'm going to tell you the story, but before, friendly reminder, if you want to work directly with me, here goes my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23986. If you want to join Inglés para Cholos, buy supplements or drugs, or if you want to acquire the audiobooks, you can send me a WhatsApp directly to my number, +51 9890 23986. Let's go with the Fertitas story. So, Dana White was not a rich man. I understand that he was not poor neither. He was a bellman. He didn't comment this in this last interview, but I have listened many interviews of him. And he was a bellman. Who's the bellman? The guy who opened the door when you go to a casino, to a nightclub, or to a hotel. The guy who opened the door for you, and sometimes the guy who carried the luggage, las maletas, that is the bellman. I know because I used to be a bellman in Colorado Springs in US. It was a good job, good money. But good money for middle class, no good money for surviving. So he didn't have the money to the $2 million to buy the UFC. But he has something that was even more important than money. He got the connection. So he got the connections with the Fertitas brothers. And the Fertitas brothers put the money to buy the company and put him as a CEO, as the manager, as a general manager. Why I want to address this point? Because we all know a person that has money, but most of the people, they just try to get money from the person instead of showing the person an opportunity so that person can invest and you can get a cut, a profit from that investment. I can tell you this, like, in the same way that average people judge how other people dress, oh, mira, se viste el cool, no, how he dressed, we judge the car of other person, we judge the girlfriend. Rich people, you know what do they judge? They judge the financial behavior. Always, when someone wants to work with us, we try to check how this person behaves in a financial way. And I can tell you, whenever I see a person that spends all their money on a trip or on a fancy car and they don't have more money to survive, I don't trust that person. And you will say, yes, but how do they know? Because you try to gather between their contacts. So that's why if we want to receive money from rich people for investment or whatever, we need to behave good with our own money, because that is kind of our card of presentation for them. So just think to remember. How much money the Fertitas invest? They invest first $2 million to buy the company, and then they invest $44 million to keep growing the operation. So imagine, a person who invests $46 million before finding any profit is just because you really trust the operator, the person that is running. And this case was Dana White. Let's go to the next one. Dana White says that one of the things that he's most proud about is building a team. And it's not the first person that we hear that about. Also, Steve Jobs said the same when they asked him if the iPhone was his biggest creation. He said, no, my biggest creation was the team who built the iPhone. The same happened with Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg, he said, whenever they want to fix something, they just create a team and they put that objective. How can we fix this? What is the best team to fix this thing? The same happened with Bill Gates, and we can go on and on. Even Warren Buffett, he didn't do it all by himself. He find this guy that just passed that is called Charlie Munger. So how can we build a team if we are just starting? Because we don't have the money to hire a big staff of employees. But I have found out that the easiest path to do it, to accomplish that objective, is to gather, to join with other freelancers. And the beauty of gathering with other freelancers instead of employees is that they always want you to give them more work, more load of work. The more work that they have to do, the more money they earn. That is the opposite when you work with employees. If you give more work to employees, oh, motherfucker, raise my salary, right? But the freelancer, they want you to succeed, because if you succeed, means that they succeed. They also will succeed. So a team, I see now a team like people who solve your problem faster than you will do it. If I have to fix my car, I have a person. If I want to do something like a crypto operation, now I have two or three guys that they are experts in crypto. So always finding the right people for the right task. And we will see that later again. Passion and consistency. That's something also that he mentioned. I like to see passion like how much you love the thing. And consistency is also the thing that complete passion. Many people want to learn a language. For example, many people say, I want to learn English, but they are not consistent. They just spend maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, and then they find a little barrier and say, no, I'm going to jump to another language. That is a classic mistake. I did that mistake a long time ago. I remember I was practicing my English. I felt a little bit stuck, and instead of trying to figure it out how to keep improving my English, my answer was, oh, let's jump to Russian. From Russian, let's jump to Italian. So always jumping here and there so you can enjoy the first part of the learning skill. But then when you feel stuck, you jump to the other one. And if you follow this podcast, Uncle Balta, you already know that that is a huge mistake. If you want to receive the benefits of a skill, you want the skill to have time to compound. So that's why you want to always keep doing the same thing many times. So now you can become better than the average person, and now you can enjoy the benefits. And consistency is something that for many people is a joke. I know many people who ask me, hey, how can I start a podcast? They do 2 episodes and they are out. The top 1% of the podcasts all around the world only have more than 21 episodes. Imagine doing more than 21 episodes on any podcast set you in the top 1%. And just to reinforce the idea of consistency. When Dana White's son, one of his sons, was going to be born, it was by coincidence going to be the same day of one huge fight between, what is his name? Shaq Liddell. So between Shaq Liddell and another guy. So that Dana White said, no way, let's make the kid be born 1 day before. So they open the wife 1 day before the fight, and they make the kid be born 1 day before so he can have his full attention on the fight. So that is consistency, that is focus, and that is passion. Let's talk about Joe Rogan. I'm sure you know that Joe Rogan is one of the anchors, of the narrators of the UFC. But the question is how he appears there, how Dana White discovered that Joe Rogan could be the best fit for the fights. And he said that when he bought the UFC, there were a lot of VHSs. Long time ago, there were not USB, there were no discs, everything was VHS. So he was watching all the VHS so he can check which one were the best to keep and which one were just for the trash. And in one, he found an interview that they did to this guy that was the anchor of Fear Factor. Fear Factor was like a reality TV program. And he saw Joe Rogan talking how the UFC fighters were stronger than any action superhero on the movies. And he really liked the way that Joe Rogan speak. So he called Joe Rogan and he told him that he could be the anchor, the narrator of the UFC. But it was going to be for free because they didn't have money. So the response of Joe Rogan was so funny, because I've heard this from Dana White and also from Joe Rogan. And what Joe Rogan answered, he said, oh, so I have to fly to the event. I have to take a flight. I have to work there, narrate, and I'm not going to be paid. I'm not going to get paid. I mean, so he accepted to work for free, and he did it not for one event. He did it for 13 events, tres eventos for free. And here I want to make a pause, because two things I want to rescue here. First, the good eye of Dana White to pick the right candidate. I believe there is like a magic when you select the right person for the right task. I have seen that many times. The last time was the guy who is walking Armando on Sundays. He really hates his family. So just to have an excuse to leave his home on Sundays is beautiful for him. So he works happy because he's the right person for the right task. But also, shout outs for Joe Rogan, because he's so potential. He's so, oh, this shit is going to grow, and it's something that I love. Why I cannot work for free? And that's something that many people are not willing to do. Everybody's, how much are you going to pay me? What are my benefits? That is, by the way, that is the worst deal killer that a person can do. If you're starting and you're asking for all your benefits instead of first offering your benefits as a freelancer or employee, that's something that always is like a red flag for many business owners. So just to let you know. But coming back to the topic, that's how the thing started. And eventually, Joe Rogan helped to promote UFC, and UFC helped to promote Joe Rogan. That's what we call synergy. Not everybody follows Joe Rogan podcast, even though it's the biggest podcast of the world now. But they know, oh, that is the guy from the UFC. And when he is on his podcast, he's always talking about the UFC. So that is the best synergy. And that's why we need to find people that has our same objective. Because when we find people that has our same objective or our same mentality, it's easier to grow together. They are doing more for the money. They are not there for the money. They are not there for the popularity. They are there for the mission. Let's go to the next one. He has like 3 extra wisdom nuggets. But before continue, friendly reminder, if you want to join our English community, inglesparacholos.com, if you want to buy supplements, josebalta.com, and follow our WhatsApp channel. You can type unclebalta.com, and it's going to redirect you to our WhatsApp channel. Here is something that I really love. There are 3 extra wisdom nuggets. First, if you are going to do any activity, you need to enjoy when you win, and you need to accept when you lose. And this is also something that caught my attention, because many people, for example, they want to have money, but they don't want to deal with the problems of having money. If you become successful and you acquire money, a lot of people are going to try to take your money, to steal your money. You're going to become a target. If you become popular, you are going to have a lot of haters. So the good thing comes also with the bad things, and that is something that we need to embrace. If you are dating an Algona, then Algona comes with its own problems. Now, all her friends want to disappear you. They want to talk shit about you because they want the Algona. So whenever we have something good, something that not many people can have, remember that other people want to steal that for you. And by the way, I believe that's one of the main reasons that many people are not successful in business. Because they believe it's something that is granted. They believe that popularity is granted, that your customers are granted. They are, for example, I know many people that they follow the soccer match on Friday. Yesterday, they were watching the soccer match. Tomorrow is Easter, Semana Santa. They are going on a vacation time. And they wonder, oh, why my business is not growing? Yeah, while you are taking all this vacation, there are other motherfuckers that they are working like pit bulls. So it's not that you can never rest, but especially when you are starting, it's like having a newborn, like a baby, a newborn. You need to keep working until the thing starts working by itself. And I see people that are just starting and taking all the vacation like motherfuckers. 2 extra things. He mentioned how important was to remember the scarcity of our time. People believe that we are going to live 100 years, 1,000 years. And yes, maybe 100 years will be possible with technology. But full health lifespan is very short. I'm 35 years old, and I expect maybe to have 5 extra years or 10 extra years with full health. But after that, things start to happen. You know, you start to have some health issues. I can tell you because I have older friends. They are 40, they are 45. And I already can see how their life is decaying. You don't want to be in that position. Or, well, if we are going to experience that, we at least we want to have some assets by that time. But many people rely that their energy levels and their health is going to be perfect forever until they realize that it's not the case. So remember that your time with full health is limited. So we need to squeeze that as much as possible. And here a message, especially for the young kids that follow. I know there are young people following this podcast, 16 years old, 18 years old. Sometimes, you know, here in the Latino culture, we have this bullshit that, oh, I'm going to work when I finish my career in the university, when I'm 21, 22. For that moment, it's fucking late, you know? In other countries, there are people, even here in Peru, there are people working since they are 10 years old. So by the time that you start working and you are 22, they already have like 12 years of experience. So I'm not saying that you need to do like child labor, but what I'm saying is that at least let's try to do some sales when we are young. One thing that helped me a lot was that I started to read books about marketing and about investments since I was 13 years old. And I started to sell things, my Game Boy Color, my surfing boards and other stuff online since I was 16 years old. So when I reached the age of 18, I already knew something about sales, something about investment. So that was the main difference. While my peers were just having fun, going to the beach, to the south, parties, you know, scratching their balls, playing video games. You want to start before, as soon as possible, and you will see how much difference that makes. And the last thing that he mentioned, that this was like the golden nugget, was how humans love fights. He said, it doesn't matter the social status, how much money the person have. When a fight breaks up, everybody stop and everybody start to watch. It's something that technology can change, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, whatever can happen, you know. But people always are going to be interested in watching other people fight. No robots, no artificial humanoids, no. People fighting with people. It's something that he said that is going to always be there. I think that is a nice concept that we can take. So if we are going to start a business, what is that thing that is not going to change? You know, everybody's, oh, what is the new trend? No. That is kind of a very lazy way to think. What is that thing that is never going to change? We have heard that from Jeff Bezos also. Focusing the thing that are going to last 100 years, 200 years, because now you have time to keep working on that and having the compound effect or benefit of a long journey. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986.